In a statement from Brussels, European Enlargement Commissioner Olli Rehn said it is disappointing that Serbia has failed to locate, arrest and transfer war crime suspect Radko Mladic to the UN Tribunal in The Hague. Mladic is wanted for genocide and crimes against humanity. Serbia failed to meet a Sunday EU deadline to detain Mladic. As a result, Brussels has suspended talks with Belgrade that may have led to a special agreement and, down the road, possible EU membership. A key negotiator in the talks, Serbian Deputy Prime Minister Miroljub Labus, resigned following the EU announcement. Every Balkan country except Bosnia and Serbia has such a special EU agreement that provides closer political and economic ties. Serbia wants such an agreement as well, says Katinka Beres, an EU enlargement expert at the Centre for European Reform in London.
They have a couple of very difficult questions coming up this year. There's final status negotiations on Kosovo. There is a referendum coming up in Montenegro, which might split the current state of Serbia, or Federation of Serbia and Montenegro. So the Balkan countries generally believe that in order to overcome all these tricky questions of nationalities and boundaries, they need to have a common European destiny.
Beres believes Europe is right to take a tough line with Serbia. For one thing, the European Union is only allowed to negotiate agreements with countries that are democratic and uphold human rights, and Serbia's failure to hand over Mladic poses a critical problem. Beres says Brussels has been enormously successful at forcing other Eastern European countries to adopt reforms in the past.
We only need to look at those countries that have joined the EU in 2004. They generally have very well-functioning democracies. The objective of EU accession served as a real anchor for the democratization process there and also for, obviously, economic reform.
Beres says that when the European Union has been less tough, it has been less successful. That's the case of EU candidate countries Romania and Bulgaria, which have both been slow to implement economic and political reforms. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.